Okay, we're starting Perek Beis, the Pei Gimel. It's called Erev Shabbos, Ha-Hachona L'Shabbos. We mentioned last week that we'll see Achona plays a very important role in Shabbos. He says, Afal Gav Shebiyom HaShabbos Atzma Ein Mitzvah Yosoidis, Bo B'Yoyim. Shabbos, there's no mitzvah that you can identify with Shabbos on the day itself. Oh, the Shvisa, there's, it's not like the Chagim, we mentioned it. If they last get Kedusha Shabbos, in order to acquire Kedusha Shabbos, you have to cease from Alocha. Well, there's no real mitzvah assay of Shabbos. Yeah, there's Kiddush, there's this, there's that. Well, that's not mitzvah Yisraelis, that's what Shabbos is about. We call Marco, Lifnei Shabbos, yesh am mitzvah miyuchedes, v'chdei lahasig es Kedusha Oseh. Erev Shabbos is a big mitzvah. In order to prepare yourself to be able to acquire the Kedusha of Shabbos. The mitzvah hachana l'Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos. V'nei hachana hi yosod godol ba'avoida u'b'kol ha'mitzvahs. He used to speak a lot about this. He used to speak a lot in all the mitzvahs, and in all ruchnias, in all avoida, that hachana is, that's where the game is. That's where you win and lose. You don't win and lose how you eat matzah. You win and lose on how you prepare and get ready. You have to make the matzahs first. You come, you know, there's a lot of achon involved in ruchnias. I'm going to speak about it a little bit now. But he used to talk about it often. Often. That achon, there's nothing to talk about. Shabbos, there's no mitzvah mufureshes that you have to be making. About Shabbos, The pasuk says that they prepared what they brought. We're talking about in the midbar. V'leshitas b'rishoyinim havezechiyuv midina deraisa lachin al kolponi mashu b'yom shishi l'kovet Shabbos. The rishoyinim, they learned from that pasuk that there's a mitzvah deraisa to prepare something for Shabbos on erev Shabbos. Ein biralocha. Reish Simon Reish Nun Ba'irech V'Tzarich Bi'ol Lama Miyuched Shabbos Mikol HaMitzvahs Be'inyan Zeh Shel Achona. The kasha is like this: every mitzvah needs Achona, and Achona is a fundamental basis of all our avodas haruchnias. But in Shabbos, it seems there's a mitzvah. Certainly, according to these Rishonim, there's a mitzvah miyuchedes to prepare for Shabbos. So, what's so unique about Shabbos? It needs a mitzvah miyuched. You have to prepare for everything. So why does this particular mitzvah need? Why does Shabbos need a miyuchad mitzvah of preparing? When a yosod godol b'kol mitzvahs, a metziut, sorry, yosod godol in all the metziut, shekol brocha shevoyelam tzarich shiyeh bo shnei tzadim. For any brocha to come into the world, you need two sides, two tzadim. Mitzad echad, ha'is'ayres habo mitzidainu, other than kiyum Torah v'mitzvahs. Mitzad echad, you need us. Through the Torah and the mitzvahs we keep, that creates the arousal up there. Mitzad ha'shini, shefa brocha habo k'negdo min ha'shamayim l'chiyot oylam u'maloy. And then you need the response from above, from Shemaim, in order to give life and brocha to the world. So there's two things you need. You need us pushing the buttons here, and you need the response from above. When a kirvus elokim haklalis lichyoyta oila matevi shosheishes ayomim, the kirve elokim, the closeness we have to Hashem, generally, to sustain the world, the natural world during the 6 days, bol yedekim triag mitzvos shenitnu liYisrael im kol hamitaleva mehem. That's done through the 613 mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael keeps, with everything that that surrounds it, that everything that escorts those 613 mitzvahs. Of the Inyan Yom HaShabbos, which was also one of the 613 mitzvahs, Shu Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina B'Poel. It's not just about Kirvas Elokim. Shabbos Kodesh is about being Makabal Pnei Hashchina Ba'atzmoy. B'Poel, real. La'aloi sa'oy lema'ein olam haba. To take this physical world and to put it into a state of ma'en alam haba, into a kulu ruchnias dike environment, ma'oifen ha'ishtadus kedei lekabel ha'shefa miuchad ha'shabbos. What ishtadus can you do in order to makabel that shefa? התשובה, הישתדלס לקרוא את השבס, היינו החונה של יום השישי. That's the החונה. The החונה of יום השישי is what enables you to step into a new world, to be מקבל פני שכינה, to elevate yourself into a world of what's called מעין עולם הבא, whatever that is. So that's not the same as the 6 days. The 6 days a week, you do the mitzvahs, and you have Keres Elokim. There's the connection via the mitzvahs, via the limbs, via the mitzvahs, all nefesh ha-chaim there, and you connect it through that, and you have a connection to Keres Elokim. But on Shabbos, that's not what's happening. On Shabbos, you're going into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. He's coming to our world. Both of those are true. But essentially, you're going into Olam Haba. What are you going to do to prepare for that? That's the Chonon Erev Shabbos. And we'll see why that is. V'asiba shesheine b'zeh, v'erkes ha-Shabbos mikol brocha acheres. Why is the brocha of Shabbos different from all the other brochas? K'mis b'yay b'perek ha-koidim, as we explained above. Mikiven she-kedusha Shabbos hi ha-iz galut. Kovod malchus shemayim. What is Shabbos, the kedusha of Shabbos? It's the revelation of kovod malchus shemayim in the world. That's what the kedusha of Shabbos is. There isn't a thing that's uniquely Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos is number 7. That's Malchus. That's Les Lemigah Miklum. Shabbos is the gate that you're able to apprehend the Giloy of Kovod Malchus Shamayim. Kiviyochel, the Chvei Debatzmoy. That's Hashem Himself. Vareze Doimel Lenevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, She Aspeklal Yemira. Shelo shaykh lo hachona klal. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the level of nevuah. There's a level of nevuah you have to get to through hachona. You have to master the Maseilas Yesharim at least. That's just to get accepted into the Navi school. Become a Navi, you have to at least master the first 9 levels of the Maseilas Yesharim. But to be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no hachona you can do. Moshe Rabbeinu was a different kind of Navi lagamre. To get to the level of a normal Navi that everybody else got to, Moshe Rabbeinu had to prepare himself. But to go the Aspa Klara Meira level of Novu, there's nothing you can do for that. That you either get it or you don't. That's a gift. Amna Maula Fizel Koponim Inya Hachona Likras HaShabbos. Okay. So what is therefore this Hachona on Erev Shabbos? Which we don't have too much time. If we keep talking, we won't have any time to be Meichin anything. You have to start on Thursday. V'naya Geula Rishoyna Mimitzrayim Al Mahusto. The Geula. I don't know what it means like the Gula Rishoyna. Okay. The Gula from Mitzrayim was based on what? Amavur b'posuk v'yanchu b'nei Yisrael mina avoida v'yizaku. Klal Yisrael was abused, troubled, tortured by the avoida v'yizaku, and they screamed out. That's one of the loshons of Tefillah they brought in Eschonon, Zaka. There's in his Sefer on Shari Tefillah, one of the chapters there, Za'aka. There's 10 different types or 12 different types of Tefillah, each one and what you need it for and how you need it. Maybe when we finish this, we'll do that Sefer, the Moedik or Sefer on all the different types of Tefillah. Anyway, so that's the Pasuk. It says, Klal Yisrael were overwhelmed by their burden and they cried out to Hashem, V'yishma elekim es na'akasam. Hashem heard their na'aka. He doesn't say he heard their Tefillah, he heard their singing, he heard their na'aka. It's like groaning. I think the translation, it's, once again, the translations don't mean anything. Aval, just to get a handle on it, I think it's called groaning. V'yizko elokim es brisoy. He heard the groaning and he suddenly remembered the covenant. V'amumam, shenachinam, shetzarich schut kedei letzeit mimitzrayim. U'beschut dam ha-mileh v'dam ha-pesach ha-yisagula. The normal understanding is you need merit. You want to go to Mitzrayim, you need a schut, you need a merit. And the schut was in Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. There was the two dams there. That was the schut. The ikasib of the gula wasn't because of the Dam Mila and the Dam Bris, the Dam Korban. El Adar Rabba. Achrei sheyisa gula kva muchana chipshu schut sheye roim legoil. You have to make a big switch here. Once the Geula was already in place and ready, then Hashem needed to find Tzchiyot to make them roi to go out. In other words, the Geula was prepared already. The Dam Mila and the Dam Bris was just for them to be roi to go out, but that wasn't the Siba of the Geula. Also im Kain Ma Ayisa Ike Sibasa Gula. So what was the real reason for the Gula? The Gula was ready already before Dam Mila and Dam Korban. What set up the Gula and what made the Gula Shaykh was their Rotson to go out and their burning desire for the Gula. They screamed for it. They wanted it. Tzar Kosom. So we'll see, this is very critical. If you come to the 930 Vaad, you're going to get a bit more Bobalia, because as you know, there's many different Pshatim on how to understand the 80% that died. We've been working with one Mahalach in the morning. This is maybe slightly different. You'll see, but they're going to touch each other, if I remember correctly. He says they're Rishoyim. We learned that Lav Dafka were Rishoyim only died. There were Rishoyim that went out, and there were people who went to Rishoyim that stayed behind. Okay, but we're going to call them Rishoyim for now. Shelo ayu Roim Ligael. They weren't Roy Ligael for whatever reason. Umaya Isa Chet also Isam any Roim Ligael. What was the Chet that they did? But they weren't Roy Ligael. Mavur Barashi in Parshas Bo. Shai Bisrael Bo Isa Ador Rishoyim Velo ayu Roitzim Letzait Vemesu Beshleishis Yemaya Feila. There were Rishoyim in that generation, says Rashi. They didn't want to go out. And they died during the Makkos Choshech. Ad Kan Rashi. There were a shrine that did go out. Dosan Raviram went out. The whole Eir of Rav went out. So why didn't these Rishrim go out? What chet did they do? That they were worse than Dosan of Aviram? No, they just didn't want to go out. Lo Rotsu. She is soda gehulu ibe ike bibna rotzen ligoil. The ike, what drives the engine of the geula is your rotzen to goil, is the desire that I want to go out of this. I just pause, just open parentheses. That sounds like crazy. Who didn't want to go out of Auschwitz? You found a guy in Auschwitz who didn't want to go out? Yeah, so in that extreme case, you're right. But in our situation, he brings it in the first chalek there about the couple that had the cow and the chickens and they lived there and Eliyahu Navi came to them and told them that they, or the Rebbe came and told them that we're going to go to Gaul and there's going to be Mashiach and we're going to get it to Israel. And they said, you know what, take the goyim to Israel, we stay here, someone has to look after the cows. All of us are very happy in this world. We're very happy in this world. Everything's fine. We have a few problems that we need sorted out. One person's got a panosa problem. If just that was taken care of, everything would be fine. The other one's got chinuch problems. If we just Mashiach come and just take care of my kids. Everyone's got his problems that make life a little bit not so comfortable. Sometimes it's worse. Sometimes it's, you know, some people have got terrible, horrific stories. Rahman al-Islam. But everybody's your teo pochot mapsut. Just there's a few problems. So those people don't want to, they don't want the geula. They want Mashiach to come up and fix a few problems and stay here. Life's pretty comfortable, you know. You live in America today. Today, maybe it's changing a little bit, but even today, you got your nice house, you got your car, you got your business, you got lovely children, you're making Ashiduchim. I got some problems. I've had it that Mashiach can take care of. That's what it means. I don't want to go out. It means you get so used to the situation you're in. I think he said it once, I can't remember, somebody said there was a tekuf in Eretz Yisrael where there was a lot of infestation in the onions. You had to check onions for teloim. So I think it was him, I can't remember who said it. He said, you see, an onion, a worm can get used to living even in an onion. You get so used to living even in an onion. Who wants to live in an onion? You can get used to living there as well. And then you don't want to go out. You're not sarking anymore. Take me out of here. What does it mean I don't want to go out? Who wanted to stay in Mitzrayim? Which Yid wanted to stay in Auschwitz? You know how bad Mitzrayim was? Yeah, the Beseder. Get used to things very quickly. Close parentheses. Okay. V'chein b'kiddush levonah, she'anu mevakshim she'imolech chesroinu shel ha'levonah, haromezes l'malchus beis David, v'ashos ha'shchina. B'kiddush levonah, what you're dabbling with at kiddush levonah, is you're dealing with malchus beis David, and you're dealing with Ashos HaShechina. And we bevakish, what do we want? We want the chesoron of the Levona, whatever that is, to be Mole. ובנוסח אשכנז מסיימים, ויסקיים בונו מיקרא שקוסוב, we say there, the פסוק from הישעיה, וביקשו את השם אלוקיהם, ואת דוד מלכם, והיינו שננה חינמי. סייף שישראל יעשו תשובה, אתן כאלו הולדו תשובה, ובלי זה אפשר להיגאל, without that you can't go out. אבל לא זו יהיה איקסיבה סגאולה. This ikasiba the good is not your tshuva. And a tnai, there's a tnai. You want to go out, you got there's a tnai. You have to do tshuva. But that's what's not driving the geula. You want to go to Mitzrayim? Look, you need tshuva. There's a tnai. You need dav mila, you need dav korban. But that's not the cause of the geula. Shalamana emes lo'ilam lo yali Yisrael medrega shirayim lo'isa mo'ir shchina shiizgola kishiva Mashiach. We saw this on Monday night in the Chovas HaLevavos. There's nothing you do that makes you roi for what Hashem wants to give us. You can make yourself roi lemakabel shpnei shchina. What are you going to do to be roi for that? You go to the mikvah 180 times a day? Oh, maybe that. I don't know. You'll learn for 10 hours a day without interruption. You'll daven 3 times a day with proper kavana. Even that we can't do properly. We battle to say the first broch in Shmoneh Esrei properly. So I'm roi lemakabel shpnei shchina? Talking about. Like we said, you need two factors here. You need the arousal from us and you need the response from Shammai. If we don't have enough voltage down here to get a message up there, the Siba of the goal is, I want to go out of here already. Hashem, I want to serve you properly. I can't carry on like this. The Sol Shabbos and the Shibud HaUmos is preventing me from doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I want to go out of this gula. Not because of the bank manager, not because of this, and not because they're lo manyanuti. That's fine. I'm prepared to deal with all of that. But I want to be able to serve you. I want to get closer to you. I want to be elevated. I want to be a novi. I want to do things with my life. And then I'm having a hard time doing. So I want to go out. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu does it for his sake. Laman Shmoy Ba'avo. That's the secret. That's the key to success in this game. Rotson. You have to want it. Really want it. Vayasod b'ze, shekol brocha sheyesh lo agdora, every brocha that has its boundaries, its unique definitions, ha'avoyde v'yishtadlus likroso hem al yedei maise mugdar. Each brocha that has its specific facets is going to have an avoider and ishtadlus with its specific facets. Aval kasheboim lezokos b'mash ein lo gvul ve'erech, but you want to be mezake in something that doesn't have any gvul and any value. It's infinite. How are you going to find a ishtadlus that's mugbal for that response that is mugdar, not mugbal, mugdar. There's no hagdara. There's no maisa that you can be magdia that'll bring that shefa which has no hagdara. V'avi matana mishamayim, it's a matana min shamayim. What's our Shabbos is called a matana. Amnam ha-matana nitenes l'mishe reitzi b'matana v'shoif l'kabola. That matana is given to somebody who really wants it. That's why he's getting it. He has to do something to b'mazaka. He's got to do damila, dambris. He's got, yeah, peseda. That's not why he's getting it. He's getting it because he wants it. Now he has to make some ishtadis. He has to, there's a certain time, he has to be makayim. You want the gula, that's what's going to give you the gula because you want it. And you have to do tshuva, that's it now. You have to do tshuva. But tshuva is not going to bring that's not what's going to bring Mashiach. What's going to bring the Mashiach is a burning desire, tza'akasom, v'yishma Hashem is tza'ne'akasom. Doesn't say v'yishma Hashem is dam bris v'dam korban. V'yizko Elokim is brisoy. What caused Hashem to, whatever that means, to Hashem remember what he suddenly forgot? And they heard him screaming and go, what's that noise down there? Oh yeah, clean forgot. Cloudy souls in time. I better go do something about it. No, I don't think that's what v'yizko means. Whatever it means, it says he heard their na'akosam, he heard their screaming. Why does a person scream? Because there's something behind that scream. He wants it. He's yearning for something. So that besides Shabbos, without even learning anything about Shabbos, that's a choshuva thing to remember. If you look at Rabbi Tetzer Sefer, I think it's in Living Inspired, he discusses this at length there, a very difficult piece. Most of his stuff is, you can think you understand it. You may not understand it, but at least you can think you understand it. He did it so well. He's got a perek there on Rotson, on Tefillah and Rotson, that even there, I think you can maybe even say, look, I don't think I understand this. About there, he discusses the avoid of Rotson, a very important sugya. Because at the end of the day, the Rotson is who you really are. If you track yourself to know who you really are, if you track your Rotson to a core Rotson that wants something just because it wants it, and there's no pre-existing Rotson, there you discover who you really are and what's driving you. The very important sugya that, and the work of that is through Tefillah. I can't hope to go into that now, but that's a very important sugya, and that's what's going in now. That's why the Na'aka, which is a Loshon of Tefillah, has something to do with their Rotson, because that's where you build Rotson, is in Tefillah. If you don't have a desire for something, how do you get a desire for something? What's gonna get you to be roi for the Geula is to want it. What happens if you don't want it? So that's it, you lost forever? No, through Tefillah you can build the Rotson. Whatever that means. Anyway, Ein Sham in Living Inspired, in the perek there on Rotson, on Tefillah, Lozocher, what it's called. And if you understand what he's talking about, let me know, so then you can give me some... Had a lot of long discussions about the sugya. It's a fascinating sugya. Well, in practice, halacha l'maisa, how you connect to that, it's not so poshut. Anyway, you have to start somewhere. V'chein b'Shabbos Kodesh. So let's plug this all back into Shabbos. V'adai shel kabbalas kedushas Shabbos tzarich l'medregim yusemes shel tzitkas. To get kedushas Shabbos, you need a certain level of tzitkas. A person needs to be on a certain, needs to be able to connect to the powerful ruchness of Shabbos. That's not why he's being a kabbal kedusha Shabbos, because he's a tzaddik. Kedusha Shabbos comes to somebody who wants it and he's waiting for it and he's anticipating it. He's thinking about Shabbos. Haydu lemisha roitze kedushas Hashem Yisbarach v'shrintei hachobekes oylam umalo b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. He wants that Kedusha, that Hashem, that Gilu Shechina that's taking place, that fills the entire world on Shabbos Kodesh. That's what he wants. That's what he's yearning for. That's what he's platzing for. V'zu mitzvah yom hashishi. How do you show that you want something? You prepare for it. Ha'achona likros ha'Shabbos, shezeh mevateh. Sorry, it's mevateh ha'tzipiyah lekabel Kedushasa. When you profess for something, what does that say? That's an expression of my desire to have the thing. You're waiting for the delivery. You know, you ordered something on Amazon, and your mom is you can't wait for it. It's coming, and there's new toy you're getting, whatever. And you're looking outside, and you're standing outside waiting for the guy to. That shows you want it. You're looking for it. You know, the Hasidim Rishonim, they used to go out into the fields for Kabbalah Shabbos. They're going out to see who's the Shabbos. Where's the shit? They're showing signs of wanting it. The whole of Kabbalah Shabbos. Achana Shabbos. It's not about you have to prepare for Shabbos because otherwise you won't have anything to eat on Shabbos. That's true as well. There's something deeper there. Your Achana for Shabbos, why it's a mitzvah, could be a mitzvah deraisa according to these Rishonim even, is because the Achana is an expression of my yearning and my desire, because that's the only thing you can do to connect to Shabbos. You can be the biggest tzaddik in the world, you still won't go out of Mitzrayim. You can be a Rosha and you can go out of Mitzrayim. Depends what you want. All the other mitzvahs, you don't need a mitzvah hachana mufreshes. Yeah, there's a mitzvah to learn the halachas 30 days before. There's a mitzvah to be meichin. I mentioned there's hachanas everywhere. But there's no mitzvah miyuchedes. If you want to eat matzah, you've got to make matzah. You've got to prepare, for sure. If you didn't make matzah, you won't be able to become the mitzvah of eating matzah. There's no mitzvah as such to build a sukkah. If you want to have a sukkah, you got to. Okay, that's all discussion. I'm not going to go into that. All machlekas. Oh, that's not the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is to sit in a sukkah and use your sukkah. Building the sukkah is a heksha mitzvah, chana for the mitzvah, growing esrog. No mitzvah got planted esrog tree. But you want to use an esrog, you need this. You have to be making it, of course, watering the tree, looking after. But Shabbos, the whole Shabbos comes about only through the hachana. Without the hachana, it's not without the hachana for an esrog, you won't have an esrog either. An achinami. But that's not. That's not what the Ikka Mitzvah is. The Ikka Mitzvah is to do a mitzvah and you get Kedusha. Yeah, all the mitzvahs are gonna, in the world won't get you the kedusha. You have to want the kedusha. How do you show you want it? By preparing. That becomes the ikka mitzvah. Shekola mitzvahs afu b'shegam b'hem yesh inyan achona. The other mitzvahs also have their achona. Avay an atzmam einu ashor shchina. But they have nothing to do with ashor shchina. Sheha mitzvah yi sibel kedusha. The mitzvah is the reason why you're getting the kedusha. Avalo kedusha atzmam. You're not getting the kedusha itself. You're getting the kedusha of the mitzvah. You're not getting the source of kedusha. Okay, and if shalagesh is the mitzvahs bliak domus vachonis, you can come to the mitzvahs without like domus vachonis. But there sees a mitzvah makabli mamela is kedushoso. You didn't make matzah, you didn't prepare for matzah. You sat down at the seder and you ate matzah because somebody else brought matzahs. You tell me there's something you're not going to get the kedusha of the mitzvah achilas matzah because you didn't prepare. No, I did the mitzvah with all the kavanas. I might even get more schar than the guy who made the matzahs because maybe I had better kavana. Maybe I did the mitzvah better. Now I'm getting kedusha of the mitzvah, achilas matzah. But you're not getting the source of the kedusha. That's not what's happening there. Aval shminas haShabbos shebo makablim pnei hashchina b'poel. The shoresh, the source of kedusha, is what you're dealing with on Shabbos. Yevshem mitzideinu legeshes the kedusha klal. Mitzadeinu on us, there's nothing we can do to get to that kedusha. It's going to come to us from Hashem. It's a matana. There's nothing you can do to get a present. If you did anything to get a present, not a present anymore. How do we get this? We wait for it. We anticipate it. We want it. As bo Shabbos b'matana, then you get the Shabbos as a gift. And if you don't want the gift, you're not going to get it. That answers the question of Shmuel you've been asking a lot. What about the guy who's Machal Shabbos? What about if he's not? If you don't want Shabbos, you're not going to get it. It's there. The Kedusha is there. The Gilu Shechina is there. Oile Molei Kovet Shemaim. It's all there. But you're going to have nothing to do with it if you don't want it. It's like there was Metzias Yitzrayim. It was there. It happened. But if you didn't want it, no one was going to take you out. V'zeh Ika Mitzvahs Yom HaShishi. Ha'achana b'gdei l'kabel l'mecha is noires v'hanifloiz shal Shabbos Kodesh. You're preparing on Erev Shabbos. Of course you're preparing the cholent because otherwise you don't have cholent to eat. No one's going to say don't make cholent now because that's not what we're doing. We're just sitting here on Shabbos and just meditating on Gilu Shechina. Stomach kasha, why that is like that? Why is Shabbos the way it is? If this is such an awesome spiritual, transcendent, Olam Haba Dikadei, what's with all the physical, the pleasures and the oinig and the suddas? Okay, that's why do you make, he used to say, why do you make kiddush on a glass of wine? You make kiddush on a daf gemara. Okay, that has to be dealt with. That stomach has to be understood. About all the achonas you do on Erev Shabbos so that you can have all the mitzvahs and do all the things you're supposed to do on Shabbos, don't have. How do you have to do that? You don't prepare on Shabbos. It's like Olam Haba. Then you don't have what to eat in Olam Haba. Aval, the mitzvah of hachana is what prepares you the wanting and the desire to connect to that awesomeness. That's what's going to bring it. Ulamaisa huka pshuta, and it's poshut. Ubukfurish b'teira. Es ha-shetafu apoi, ve-es ha-shetavashlu bashlu, lintchaitan ha-tzat, ule-tzach-tzach, levashlu l-afois, pashtida v'chamin, all these things, the baking and the cooking and the cleaning and polishing and the cooking and the cholent and the kugel and buying lots of sweets and nice things that you enjoy eating. Kol ze lehoires hasimcha vahatzipia el boy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yoyim HaShabbos. That's what it's about. Why is everybody running around and buying sweets and buying clothes and getting ready and polishing? What's it all about? Well, there's a chasana yet tomorrow, We're making a chasana, though, so we're getting ready. It shows that everybody's excited and happy. There you have a chasana. So what's everyone running around on Erev Shabbos buying and cooking and getting ready? And because Hashem's coming. We're excited. We're anticipating. If you're just lying there, you should have a shlof on Erev Shabbos as well. So when Hashem comes, you don't fall asleep when he arrives. You should maybe. That's also part of the achon. I'm so excited that Hashem's coming. I want to stay up all night. So I'm going to sleep at the chassidim. A very big, have a little shlof on Erev Shabbos. Because otherwise, Shabbos becomes one long sleep. And then you miss the plot. Sleeping on Shabbos is also part of the geshmak and the enjoyment of Shabbos. But the chana before Shabbos is all of that. All of that is an expression of, wow, I really want this. I'm excited about it. V'lav dafka be'erev Shabbos. Elegam liskoinan b'kol sheishis yomim shilvnei Shabbos tivisha yo'ise shamay azokim. Gemara tells us that Shamay Azokim used to prepare for Shabbos every day. He used to find something, whatever. Oh, this is Lakovet Shabbos. This is Lakovet Shabbos. Every day to do something. We count the days. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Just at least to be Zocher is Yom HaShabbos. Hey, hey, it's Shabbos. One day I'm sure. Oh, Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is coming. V'Zocher Hinei Bo HaShabbos. V'Tzapoy Slo. V'Labate Simchosoy V'Tzipiyosoy Adedei Shumar B'Achonois. The expression of my waiting and anticipation and my yearning and my desire for Shabbos through the preparation that I'm doing. To make an effort and to try and make sure that everything's as good as you can be. Because that's the desire, the waiting, the excitement about getting close to Hashem, in proportion to the desire and the anticipation, the waiting, bo acha kach hashros hakadusha v'metana v'menu yisbarach. Okay, so that's an exciting piece. There's a shtickle here that I want to do next week. He's got a bit of a in the footnote here, which is more chashuv to know. Just quickly, we have to go. It's late, but I don't know if I mentioned. You'll say to me, but there's ain't a davar sof. I know that I can borrow and Hashem will pay me back. How much? $1 million? How much can you spend for Kovod Shabbos? If Kovod Shabbos is Kovod Hashem, it's about being with Hashem. So I don't know if I mentioned, if I told you the story, stop me, but I don't have to waste time. He was in Chile once. He used to go to Chile very often. His parents started a Kiruv thing there, and he used to go quite often. So Erev Shabbos, he went to the flower market to buy flowers for Shabbos. And he said that he was standing there, he's looking at all the flowers, and he said, Chedisha Sadas, how many flowers do you have to buy the Kovod Shabbos? He's going to buy flowers for Kovod Shabbos. Whatever he does, it's going to be a bizoid. There aren't enough flowers in the world for Kovod Shabbos. So he's going to buy 10 flowers, 100 flowers, 50,000 flowers. There's a bizoid. There's almost speck.
So what seven. Do you do? Seven, it's okay.
So he bought three.
Three.
He bought three. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He said that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is the biggest Kovod you can do. He bought three. So yeah, that's a true story, but it's a marshal as well. For everything else, yeah, how well can you clean your house for Kovod Shabbos? You have to paint your house every week, do new ritzuf, order a new kitchen every week. There's to be some human gvul that we can find. You have to find that for yourself. You find that for yourself. You know, we don't see that the Gedolim went and borrowed $1 million every Shabbos for the. And I'm sure they have the appreciation of what Kedusha is. No, you have to do it in your own little way. You know, sometimes the small little hut out there in the forest or whatever with the old couple sitting there with the two little candles and the love and the yearning and the desire to be with Hashem for Shabbos, that's also the achon. I mean, we have to be making ourselves as well and go get ready for Shabbos. So that's what we have to go do now. We have to go get ready for Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos. Have a good Erev Shabbos. A good Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is just as important, if not more important, than Shabbos itself. So have a good Erev Shabbos and a good Chodesh, and that's Hashem. We'll see you next week.
Okay, Yishkoyach. Thank you. Good Shabbos.